Nolte, CNN and Twitter panic over Trump retweet of racist baby parody. By John Nolte on June 19, 2020. CNN and Twitter went into a very revealing fact-checking frenzy after President Trump retweeted a racist baby parody. What's most revealing about all this is that KNLOL has become such a fake news parody of itself, and is so aware it has become a fake news parody of itself. The far-left outlet felt it had no choice other than to panic over a parody video. In other words, KNLOL's credibility is so shot. It had every reason to fear people would believe a KNLOL parody was valid, was real. This includes the misspelling of toddler in the phony KNLOL chiron. Imagine your reputation being so tattered. Such a national joke, you have to go into DEFCON 1 fact-checking mode after President Trump retweeted this. The panic that ensued at KNLOL as soon as Trump retweeted that had nothing to do with KNLOL not being able to take a joke. Obviously, KNLOL can't take a joke. Anyone who remembers how the far-left outlet openly threatened to destroy the life of a meme maker knows that. But that wasn't KNLOL's fear this time. No, what panicked the fake news outlet was the perfectly justifiable concern people would assume Carpe Diem's brilliant parody was not a parody. KNLOL was worried people would believe KNLOL had actually lied and manipulated the truth to that grotesque of a degree. And KNLOL was right to worry because KNLOL has serially lied and manipulated the truth to that grotesque of a degree, and has done so on too many occasions to count. Remember Chris Cuomo exiting his basement? Remember the fish food? Remember Covington? Remember KNLOL blaming Trump for a plane crash, blaming a Trump ambassador for his own death threats? Remember KNLOL manipulating this video and this video and this video? I could literally spend all day today and tomorrow linking KNLOL's fake news, lies, deliberate distortions, and conspiracy theories. So of course KNLOL was worried we would all believe the parody video was real. And then, to everyone's amusement, KNLOL proved it knows its national reputation is a joke by screaming and stumbling around like the Keystone liars they are to prove the parody was a parody. KNLOL published indignant fact checks. Twitter labeled the video as manipulated media, complete with a warning label so pious it made me laugh out loud. Video being shared of CNN LOL. Report on toddlers is doctored, journalists confirm. Multiple journalists confirmed that the video, which was shared by President Trump, is edited and features a fake CNN LOL chiron. The original CNN story, which is from 2019, reported on a friendship between two toddlers. The far-left New York Times published its own panicked fact-check. The far-left Washington Post's own fake fact-checker fired off a stern harumph. They may still be active, I don't know, but a few years ago I discovered a number of Twitter accounts impersonating my account. The accounts posted wildly misleading information about me, my work. The accounts were desperate to make me look like a bigot. You want to know why I didn't care then and don't care now? The parodies are so ridiculous no one will believe it's me. Plus I'm not a neurotic pajama boy. KNLOL doesn't share that peace of mind, because KNLOL knows everyone will think the worst of KNLOL because KNLOL is already the worst, and KNLOL knows it's the worst. LOL. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.